The redesign of the Iris and Family Care programs will affect 60,000 people who need help with daily activities like getting out of bed, using the bathroom, and going to work. Tom Novotny has concerns about the redesign. He's on the board of ARC, an advocacy group for children and adults with developmental disabilities.
My concern is if there are no patient satisfaction measures for this, how are we going to keep it patient-centered?
Health Services Secretary Kitty Rhodes has said those in the program can continue to hire their own caregivers if they want. The state's proposal aims to slow cost increases by streamlining services to avoid more drastic changes like decreasing eligibility or reducing benefits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.